the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello and welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We totally appreciate it. This episode starts out with a discussion about the fast-paced world of train washing. Then, Chris hacks into ex-producer Brian's mainframe once again and reads the latest update to his script, Paper Jam. Plus, an all-new segment with me, called Celebrity Gossip with Robo Chris. It's like TMZ, but without all the really annoying people or actual celebrity gossip. Okay, I hear the saxophone getting louder, so enjoy the show.
The other night I was on Craigslist, and if you ever get on Craigslist, it's easy to just find yourself browsing through things you don't care about. And I was in the skilled trade, like people who are looking for work and they're talking about what they have to offer.
Is this real?
And I think I may have found Chris looking for a job.
Did Chris do this?
I don't know. This is something I found on Craigslist.
You honestly found this and you have nothing to do with this?
I have nothing to do with it. Why don't you read this?
Okay, the title of it is Have Train, Will Wash in Pasadena, which is where you guys live, which is odd. It says, if you've got a train, I can wash it. Plain and simple. You won't find a more experienced, dependable, and affordable train washer in the greater Los Angeles area. Guaranteed. I've been washing trains on and off for the past 10 years, and I've yet to come across a train too long or too dirty for me to make it shine. Locomotives? Check. Cabooses? Cabisse? Check.
I think he wasn't sure if it was what the plural of caboose was.
Yeah. Those middle cars that make up the main part of the train? Check. You name it, I've washed it. I've even washed a few train tracks when the money was right. So if you've got a train, a part of a train, or even just a few railroad spikes that you want to see sparkle, this is your stop, and I'm your conductor. All aboard for excellent service and low, low prices. And they are unlicensed, by the way, which is kind of a red flag for me.
Yeah, that's where you know it's not me.
So, Chris, did you do that?
No, I'm fully licensed and accredited.
Member FDIC.
I didn't do that, but I'm pissed because I got a big Union Pacific contract coming up the works.
How long have you been watching? That's about how long you've been watching trains too, right? 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have tenure. They can't fire me now.
Not that they'd want to.
No.
And it seems odd that it's also in Pasadena, which is where you guys live.
Yeah.
That is odd.
Anyway, I just thought that was... I thought it might have been you, your ad, but if you say it's not, I guess I got to take you at your word.
We should talk about Brian's mainframe again.
Good idea.
What exactly is a mainframe?
Well, it's where all the magic happens on a computer.
Is there a part that's literally called a mainframe?
Not sure.
But you refer to the part that you're hacking into as the mainframe.
Yeah. In movies where someone needs to hack into something, it's usually the mainframe.
Ben, you should look up what a mainframe is, by the way. We have to re-explain what we're gonna reset this the paper jam. So while we're doing that, you look up what a mainframe is, okay?
I Googled it and it said, "Did you mean a black person stole your car?" That's funny.
All right, so Chris, once again, you've managed to hack into our ex-producer Brian's mainframe. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. And I thought he was done with the script. I thought he gave it up, but he's written a nice little tender love scene.
Again, we have to keep reintroducing this because we're collecting a lot of new listeners. Our old producer for this show, during the day, his day job was a copy machine technician. He's a copy tech, as he calls it. And he has been writing a script, which he's calling Paper Jam. And it's about basically his life. It's sort of like the life of a copy machine technician, but it's sort of like a really exciting version of it, I think. So Chris has, but he's been writing this on his own. He has no idea that we have been hacking, that Chris, I don't want to take credit. Chris has been hacking into his mainframe to, and reading every script update. And we have been actually acting out every update on the air here. And Chris, again, once apparently has found a new script update. So we're going to try to do it right now.
Okay, so I'll read the stage notes and the part of Brian McCool.
And I think I'm going to be playing it looks like I'm going to be playing the part of Jessica.
Yes.
Which is Jessica in Spanish. It's a soft J.
Right. Do they really pronounce it Jessica?
Yeah. But anyway, so did you find anything about a mainframe there, Benjamin?
I did. Actually, a mainframe, they're sometimes referred to as big iron. Mm-hmm. They're powerful computers used primarily by corporate and governmental organizations for critical applications and bulk data processing. But they called them that because the term originally referred to the large cabinets that house the central processing unit and the main memory of the early computer.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So a mainframe is actually a computer, not a part of a computer.
Okay, but Brian actually, so it's basically what a server has kind of replaced a mainframe now, but Brian he still has a mainframe. He had made an investment a while back and he's refuses to get a server. He's just working off a mainframe still.
He made an investment back in 1964 and has the original IBM 704.
Exactly. His parents actually handed it down. It was a hand-me-down mainframe.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead with the stage notes, Chris?
Brian is standing at the edge of a peaceful lake skipping stones. He is looking like he has a lot on his mind. A mysterious Latin woman with sexy curves approaches him cautiously.
Con permiso? Aren't you that famous copy tech?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not him.
Excuse me. You look just like him. I've seen his picture in the papers, and I've been following his exploits ever since he first blew into town.
Yeah, I've heard of him too. He seems really cool.
In fact, I've heard that he's also a former Green Beret.
That sounds like Speedy Gonzales.
I know. You got a little too loud.
Sorry.
A former Green Beret.
Jesus.
In fact, I've heard that he is also a former Green Beret and that he has killed many terrorists in the name of freedom.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I also heard that he single-handedly killed the Osama bin Laden as payback for the horrors of 9/11.
Well, yeah, it's true, but I did have plenty of help from SEAL Team 6.
It is you! I knew it. I had a feeling I was on to you.
Oh, shit.
How ironic. That it was your humble nature that gave you away.
Well, those boys work hard. I couldn't take all the credit now, could I?
Not an honorable man like you. It's such a pleasure to finally meet the great Colonel, BJ McCool.
I'm sorry I lied to you. It's just, I get bothered so often when I'm in public. I just wanted to be alone so that I could think about sad things from my past.
Tell me, Colonel. What is it that makes a tough man like you so sad?
Well, I was just thinking about my wife.
Oh, is she back home?
Not exactly. I'm afraid she's up in heaven with God. You see, she was claimed by pussy cancer 6 years ago. Today is the anniversary of the day that the cancer spread from her pussy up into her guts and stuff. She died completely. It was a brave fight, but eventually even the bravest soldiers must fall. After she died that day, I died inside.
Ay, Dios mío. It must be so hard on you to have to carry around such sadness.
It is hard. Very hard.
Tell me, Brian. Excuse me, can I call you Brian? With an O?
Of course.
Well, Brian, it seems to me that a handsome man like you, with such a big heart and skillful hands, should not have to go long without a woman in his life.
Well, the fact of it is, I have remarried to a new woman. She has a kind soul and is very special to me.
I see.
Jessica has a look of extreme disappointment on her face. But the problem is...
Yes, what is it?
Well, she's been acting like a total bitch lately.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
Yeah, I think she must be on the rag or something. It's just been really hard lately having to deal with her bullshit. And on such a sad day.
That does sound really hard. Really, really hard.
They French kiss passionately. The subtle wordplay between them has brought their lust to a boiling point.
Do me, Brian. Do me in the butthole.
Brian obliges, right there in the grassy park next to the duck-filled pond. All of the ducks and sparrows and other birds watch their primal lust rage coitus. Even the fishes get horny at the sight of such... at the sight of such animalistic lovemaking. They are like two lost souls in a sea of loneliness who have found each other in this crazy world. And then they started fucking. It isn't long before Brian spills his man toner all over his current love interest.
Jesus!
Oh, gracias, Brian. Thank you for teaching me the meaning of being a woman.
And that's it.
Wow. Chris, I mean, Brian, excellent script.
That was passionate.
That was touching and very just sort of heartfelt and romantic.
I felt like I could really relate to both of the characters.
Man. Well, Brian, most of this has just been action up to this point, but I guess Brian's proven that he knows how to write it. He's a true romantic at heart.
This is a great love scene.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Ben?
I thought it was tremendous.
Shoddy Radio. Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHOTTY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
Watch out, Hollywood. I've been programmed to gather all the rumors. Report all the scandals. And dish all the dirt. This is Celebrity Gossip, with me, Robo Chris.
All right. Well, you hear it. That looks like Robo Chris is in the house to dish some celebrity news. Chris, I haven't heard from Robo Chris.
I don't understand though. Like, is this real rumors or is this what Robo Chris is hearing?
Well, I don't know. I guess we should just have Robo Chris take over.
Let's let him do the show.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know what it is.
Hi, I'm Robo Chris on Now the Celebrity News.
Hey.
Today's top story. Tom Cruise is a big homo. One time, on the set of Top Gun, he and Val Kilmer touched boners. In other words, they docked. I'm serious. Just ask Anthony Edwards. He was there the whole time. I swear to God. He saw them touch boners like every day.
Wow.
That's a delicious scoop.
That is a dish. Usually on celebrity gossip, though, the hosts don't swear to God about it.
Robot host, does he believe in God?
Yeah, also, like, I'm not sure that he believes in a... I guess he does. He swore to him. Maybe that's just an expression, though.
I have a feeling he's got more news on the way.
Well, so far, he came out of the gate hot.
In other news, John Travolta is a huge queer. One time, on the set of Face Off, he suggested to Nick Cage that in order to understand their characters better, they should 69 each other. Nick Cage hesitantly agreed.
Wow.
Now, I didn't know any of that.
Now, this is all fact, though, right? We've done our fact checking.
Well, Robo Chris has, I assume.
Okay, so we're not liable for... I want to point out, we don't know this is true. We're just allowing Robo Chris to dish what he's heard, I guess, on this. Robo Chris, is all this stuff fact, or what's going on?
I think he has a new upcoming a story just in.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little too much about everyone being gay. Like, all he does is say that people in Hollywood that we've heard are gay have done gay things with other people in Hollywood.
Well, he knows. He seems to have the scoop.
I guess. I mean, I'm not going to question it. I don't really know much about Hollywood, so I can't really say that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hey, did anybody see that movie National Treasure?
Oh, Nick Cage, right?
Yeah, who else was in it? Do you know?
Man, you want to hop on Google and see what they say?
Yeah, let me see. I have a feeling it's going to include something about the rumor. This one is so hot off the presses, it hasn't even come in yet. Let's see. Maybe Robo Chris has a rumor about Diane Kruger.
No, because that's a woman, so I doubt that it's going to be.
How about John Voight?
Oh, perfect. Exactly.
Christopher Plummer, Harvey Keitel.
No, John Voight.
Is John Voight perfect because it segues into something Robo Chris was about to say anyway?
Yeah, but he thought it was Anthony Hopkins. He was wrong.
Oh, man.
This just in. Nick Cage is now officially queer. On the set of National Treasure, he convinced John Voight that the real treasure was inside his boner and that the veteran actor should suck it out of him. If you know what I mean.
I think I know.
Gross.
Oh, wow. No, that was a very... I'd never heard anything about either of those people being gay.
That's how you know it's true, because you only hear it here.
You know, I had heard that Anthony Hopkins was gay on the set of something else. I remember. But, yeah. Robo Chris, do you mind if we ask you a couple questions? Is that all right?
Not at all, fuckface.
Thank you. So, where do you get these rumors? I mean, have you always just had the inside scoop on Hollywood, or... is this like a new thing? You're trying your hand at celebrity gossip.
Oh, I get them straight from the sources.
Okay. So you, well, I don't, let me, I mean, that's kind of a, I guess maybe I should ask a more direct question. How do you know that Nick Cage sucked the treasure out of John Voight's penis? When you say you get that straight from the source, did you oversee it, or you spoke directly with someone who did oversee it, or?
Because I ask all of the tough questions.
Right. But to whom are you addressing the questions, I guess? Did you talk to John Voight or Nick Cage, or did you speak with someone who, like, again, you're not really answering the question I just asked. I guess I'll try to rephrase the question. How do you know that Nick Cage sucked John Voight's penis, or vice versa? I can't remember what you claimed.
As a robo-reporter, I have a huge amount of professional integrity. I will never reveal my sources. Because this is America and we have the Constitution.
All right. But okay, well, I guess I'll have to take you at your word then that these things are true. I just don't want to go about, you know, especially with all you're saying, everything you say. Jesus Christ, producer Lyle's doing something. Everything you say is the only thing producer Lyle is producing is weird noises in the background.
Is it too loud?
No, we just heard the pin drop. That's all.
Okay, I was trying to like my mouse.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. I was just trying to make a joke. I guess my only concern is that you sound a little homophobic, I guess. And I want to make sure if you're accusing people of being gay, first of all, I don't even care if people are gay. That's not like that's a bad thing, but you don't want to call someone gay who is not gay, because that could be seen as, I don't know.
It's slander.
Yeah, it's slander.
Oh God, I don't care either. There's nothing wrong with it at all in this robot's opinion. I just happen to think it's gross. Sorry.
No, that's fine. You're right. I'll be honest. I think it's gross too. But I think it's gross to, like, I would think it was gross to watch Chris or Ben have sex, straight sex, even with a hot girl.
You wouldn't think that was gross.
Yeah, I would. It would kind of freak me out a little bit. Oh, how about this? Let me ask you guys a question.
That's just one robot's opinion. Don't condemn me.
I don't mean to condemn you, but you understand my point. You're right. I do think it's gross to watch two guys have sex. But I was going to ask you, yeah, if a sex tape surfaced with involving me, some type of sex scandal, would you watch it? You'd be curious. If it was just on, like, you knew it was just on the internet and you could just find it at any moment, you wouldn't be at all curious to watch it?
No, I would.
What about you, Chris?
I would. What about you, Robo Chris?
Ben's wife is lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
I would love to watch a sex tape of all of you. Especially if Ben's wife was involved.
Wow. Would you, Chris, I don't remember. I'm sorry, I got distracted by Robo Chris. I don't remember what you said about, if you would watch if I had a sex tape that came out. Honestly.
Well,
if it was on the internet.
God, you know what? I don't know. I think I would just be really grossed out by you doing anything.
But it would be so hard not to, right? Like, if no. either, listen, if if either of you had a sex tape, like, I would like to think that I wouldn't watch it, but I know, like, just some night, you're just laying in bed, you have a laptop on your lap, your girlfriend or wife isn't around, you would just be curious. I would hope I wouldn't beat off to it, but I'm just saying, you know, you're bored in bed, like, it would be really hard to not.
No, I wouldn't watch it at night for sure, because I want to sleep that night. If anything, I'd watch it first thing in the morning to ruin my day.
Ben, you said you would watch a sex tape of me. Would you watch one of Chris?
Oh, of course.
Who would you be more likely to watch, mine or Chris's?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'd want to watch Danny's just because I think you would just see some really strange stuff. But I would want to see Chris's because, like, part of me thinks that he's, like, really prolific in bed. But another part of me thinks it might be kind of weird and awkward. Like, I want to see if he's really as, like, epic as he says he is.
Chris is always telling us, by the way, off air, how epic he is at sex.
Yeah, he alludes to it. You know he does.
Me in the bedroom is like a Dream Theater album.
One person's going to laugh at that.
Well, I don't know why you don't think you'd see weird things from my video.
Yeah, I feel like you're more likely to see something weird in Chris's video.
I've seen a lot of porn. I probably wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, that's true. Good point. You know, this is a little bit inside. We'll have to bleep the names. But Ben, do you remember that fucking weirdo?
J.C. Penney.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember his full name. I think because he was named after a department store. Do you still know him?
No.
He one time came over to me and Kayla's apartment with a sex tape of him and his girlfriend and sat down and watched it with us.
What a bizarre thing to do.
That guy is weird.
Do you think he was trying to get a three-way with you and your girlfriend at the time?
Here's what I think. I think he was hoping I wasn't home. And then the fact that I was home, I think he would have made lemons into lemonade and gone for a three-way.
Gross.
He was so,
that sounds like the worst lemonade on earth. Yeah. That's extra sour lemonade. Yeah. Those are rotten lemons and there's no sugar involved at all.
That's more like limeade.
Actually, from what I heard, that's AIDS aid.
Stupid.
Chris, if me and Ben both had a sex tape, whose would you be more likely to watch? Just you. It's the same girl. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Who's the girl?
It's just some random girl. Pick a porn star.
So it's an attractive girl.
Yeah, you can pick whatever your favorite porn star is.
Well, Jesus Christ. I guess. Man. Well, if it's my favorite porn star, I don't want to see Danny defiling. I guess I'd say Ben then.
Well, I would try to make love to her even if she's a porn star.
Oh, that's even worse.
You would watch Ben?
I guess just for the reason of not ruining a porn star, I would watch Ben do it.
It's a really hard question for me too, because
if it helps your decision, if you're watching me and you think it's horrible, there's a good chance it's going to be over in 6 minutes. So it'd be like watching the trailer of Danny doing it.
It would be like that other Nick Cage movie. Gone in 60 seconds.
Mine, by the way, this is an excellent celebrity gossip with RoboChris, but mine would be just like 90 minutes of me going down on a porn star.
Why?
Would you do that for 90 minutes?
Well, whatever it takes.
Why do you like going down on porn stars?
Not porn stars, just.
Oh, good.
That's my move.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, as an older, you know, when I was younger, gentlemen, I wasn't all that thrilled about licking that. I just thought, I got to do this.
You can call cuntilingus.
But it's a lot easier than doing work.
Well. RoboChris, let's try to get it back to the celebrity gossip. Whose sex tape would you watch if it was one of us, me, Ben, or Chris, and what celebrity would you watch it with? And have you seen any of us, by the way? Is there any coincidentally relating celebrity news of that you've seen one of us with a celebrity? You can answer that in a minute.
I heard that all four of the Golden Girls were huge dykes. Huge dykes.
I think that was for emphasis. He said it right.
Okay. Well, but you didn't answer the sex tape question. Between myself, Ben, and Chris, which sex tape would you watch? And if with which celebrity? And have you heard that any of us have been involved with a celebrity? And can you verify that? Like, have you heard it from sources?
I think that the ideal sex tape would feature Ben's wife. Alone.
Hang on.
A solo video.
Yeah. And that wasn't involved in the question, RoboChris. If I was Ben, I'd be partly flattered, but also a little bit like, hey, take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, I feel both of those things right now.
It's the mother of your child, for crying out loud.
Yeah, show some respect.
Sorry, I have metal for her. I can't help it.
You metal for her? Is that like wood? I didn't know that was an expression in the robo community. I
guess that's what robots have.
Do you get morning metal? They have to stand on their... You have to like lean over weird to drain their oil in the morning.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, that was pretty clever.
Very funny, smart task.
All right, come on, RoboChris.
You never mentioned anything about a celebrity. Let's try to bring this back to celebrities. Have you heard any rumors of any of the members of Shoddy Radio involved with any celebrities? And can you verify any of these rumors?
A lot of thinking going on. I feel like Robo Chris is trying to remember the name of like an 80s, of an 80s sitcom actor. Are you looking for, are you trying to spell check me, Satch Taylor?
I heard that Danny touched boners with the old guy from Empty Nest.
You couldn't go any more topical than that. I guess you heard what you heard. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's not going to edit
right, the news. But I'm just saying. I feel like you must have heard I touched boners also with someone more recent and relevant. Or maybe that Chris has been sleeping with someone more attractive and relevant.
Rumor has it that one time Ben Blue Bull from Night Court.
I like that sentence, Ben Blue Bull.
I know.
It's a good alliteration, Marvel Chris.
Sounds like it's my Indian name.
I heard that Chris was in the next stall in a unisex bathroom while Punky Brewster dropped to number two.
Now, I bet I can guess where that source is.
That's not true.
Hey, dude, he checks his sources. Maybe he heard it from Punky Brewster and you just didn't even know about it.
Maybe now, not back then.
No, I'm just saying, like, RoboChris said that that's what he heard. How would you know if you were in the next stall from Punky Brewster? Maybe you never even noticed her, but she noticed you. And
okay, Punky could have.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe heard it from Punky and you didn't even know about it.
Oh, Chris knew. Trust me.
Chris, I feel like we got a little bit of a dispute going on here because you're saying you didn't know. RoboChris is saying you did.
Let's just move on.
Well, that doesn't sound like a denial, Chris.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right. Ben, are you curious about any celebrities that maybe RoboChris might know some stuff about? Do you keep up on celebrity culture? Because I really don't.
I don't too much, other than I'd like to hear some dirt on Kanye West because I can't stand that guy. Wow. I was wondering if you had anything on him.
Yeah, have you heard anything about Kanye West, Robo Chris? Let's just call him Robo.
RC.
RC, there we go. I like RC.
Oh, Kanye West is totally queer. One time he dug up Tupac's corpse and touched boners with it. I saw it with my own robot eyes.
Wow, he dug up Tupac's corpse. Hang on, though. You know what? I gotta say, maybe it could have been a hologram of Tupac's corpse touching boners with Kanye.
Like, that's and true. That's true. That's very topical.
Yeah, that's not even. I'm not even saying that RC is lying here. But he could have been fooled because that hologram was convincing. In fact, that could explain a lot of the things that RoboChris is saying right now, and he's saying that he can verify them. They could, if it turns out that we are wrong about any of these, it could be because they were all holograms that he saw.
Good point, Danny.
Thanks.
But I think it was real. Because Tupac had a very stinky corpse dick.
Me and Tupac have more in common than I thought. We both have a Thug Life tattoo. And a sneaky corpse dick.
I like that RC calls him Tupac.
Oh, well, I think that was a pretty good celebrity gossip with RoboChris.
Yeah, we've learned a lot.
Well, we should make this a regular segment. Are you willing to come back and do this all the time, RoboChris?
Oh, heck yes. I'm always ready to dish the dirt. This has been RoboChris, and I'll see you on the Hollywood Strip. Ha 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 ha!